Shuttle Talks Radio. Yeah. Let's go, Boogie Mingo. How good is your boy?
Put it back in and be like, hey,
sometimes you gotta do like that.
Sometimes you ain't even trying
to go to your fourth or fifth nut. You just gonna fuck, get it over with the first time, and be like, okay, don't touch me.
Don't
touch me, bitch. Get off.
Not even then, Jesus.
Get off, bitch.
It's just,
you ain't gonna even lay there sometimes. You hit it one time, boom, get that first nut. You might go to the shower, wash off. Nah, I might dip. Real shit. Or I might just lay on your couch. Then you gonna come in there and say,
oh, you about to, yeah, you gonna sleep in here tonight? Oh, yeah, I want to watch some TV. I know you saying you trying to go to sleep. You can come in here if you want to. Then she gonna try to do it again. Yo, I'm actually watching the movie.
Right? I'm trying to pay attention. Chill out.
But eventually, you might give in.
I mean, I'm gonna just be like, ah,
take it, girl. Right. Suck me while I watch it.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, yeah. Like, oh, shit. Girl, stop. Stop. That's when you gotta pull. Girl, stop. Shit. You gotta pull it out. Girl, stop.
Get
my shit back. Girl, I just told you to stop. Why not? And then, don't you hate when you pull it out their mouth? They try to catch it too. That is two hands on your shit. It's your hand on that hoe and her hand. You're like, yo, come on, let me try. Stop. For real. You're gonna make me leave. Yo, real talk.
Get your bitch ass out.
Then go, then, nigga. My other nigga come do it.
Money!
Oh, shit.
Pretty boy money. Come in that bitch with the nice physique, the nice waves and shit. Come in that bitch with the nice smile, and then he got her. She moist already. Didn't have to work. All he had to do, he can fuck her for 3 minutes. She already moist by looking at him. She done came already as soon as he put the tip in, man. Goddamn pretty boy money, man.
Pretty boy money.
This big swole fly guy, man.
Water out the
faucet
ever, nigga.
I don't. Well, I drink it out that filter thing right there. I'm bougie.
Shit.
I'm bougie.
Yo,
that's what
let me
saying.
Tell you.
Fucking Hercules in the head ass.
No, ask him what he thought it was. Yeah.
Why I care?
Why I care?
Where it's from?
Hawaii. Volcano water. Volcano. It's from melted snow and rain running through the cold of volcano rocks and ashes.
Now you have an ice box where your heart used to.
Yo,
that's how you're gonna do it too.
What?
Icebox where my heart used to be.
Who
the
fuck is this?
That's what he just said. He just said icebox. Now you got an icebox where your heart used to be. Right when he said that, your ass was like this. And I said, that's what he did too in the video. When he was in the rain walking and shit.
You're so cold.
Say like that.
Oh,
that
shit.
Was my shit, boy. I'm gonna get a box.
That was my shit though, for real. I bet. Fuck with that song heavy. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I believe. Hey, boy, I be sitting mad at them hoes and listening to shit like that.
Yup.
Boy, that shit, how you mad at them?
What, man? Fuck these bitches.
I've been, ever since I fucked the Filipino at work, I've been jamming songs that kind of go to that. I've been jamming Kevin Gates. It's gonna be difficult for you to forget me. That Kevin Gates song.
I'll find you again.
See, I've been playing that. I've been playing that motherfucker. That Mario drowning.
You feeling it.
Taylor
listening to some gangster love shit. He feeling it.
Not Casanova, that other one. How I go, that one's on the other one.
With LSG?
Nah.
Five rats. The one.
Big. Cash me.
Pay me my money, nigga.
This, nigga.
Nigga says the trajectory from here Nigga, I saw that shit go over.
Hey, they gave me my money.
Because it went in the sink and not the trash can? Is that what it
was? The paper
was wet. He's like, what happened? Oh, that's what happened.
You gotta listen, man.
That's all, man. You should stay there for something.
Listen, boy. Hey, boy. Come here, boy.
I'm not wrecking.
So we finna start scamming.
Scamming. I ain't fucking with that.
Ain't nobody trying.
You get on that dark web.
You know what the difference is in the drug game and scamming?
You get my money.
Nah. I don't have to do day for day.
You ain't gotta see niggas. I think 5-10 different things different from drug game and scamming game.
Yeah, I don't have to do day for day.
Been doing shit since I was in high school.
It's big out there.
He's been running, wearing furs and everything in high school.
For real, though. I
started with the diamonds. Nigga. I'm like, these niggas scamming.
Yeah, what?
So my nigga worked at the bank, bro. That nigga wound up for like 70 racks one time in high school. And he's wearing nylon and gator. You know, that was thing of normal. Mm-hmm. Gator sandals.
Now and later.
Now and later. All them colors on that hoe. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with it, bro.
They wasn't wearing ballets heavy up there, huh?
Huh?
They was wearing ballets heavy up there?
Yeah, nigga, I had a pair of ballets, nigga. Yeah. Peanut butter one. Cream butter one.
Ballets
heavy. Wear them ballet bucks.
Wear them ballets, man. 70 bucks. Mm-hmm. If not more.
Yeah. Those were low types, though. On sale ones.
Expensive.
Them blue ones, when the other ones coming out, they got the price of them ones, be that one.
Yeah. Hey, look, when I hit the lotto, or even if I break the bank at the casino, When I'm gonna start a business, then I'm gonna start buying shit like that.
I'm still gonna dress the same way and buy Macy's.
When I become a multi-millionaire,
even a multi-millionaire, I'm gonna be like, what's the name? Taraji P. Henson. Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have much, a lot of it.
She said all the designer shit she got from the designer giving it to her. But when she gifted it to her, she said when she go dress and go buy her own clothes, when she go shopping, she shopped at Marshall and Ross and TJ Maxx.
No, for real.
That's what I'm saying. If I make $1 million, yeah, I'm gonna still shop at Macy's, Marshall's.
Yeah, because then you get even more.
Because he's about to overload the whole wardrobe.
Nigga, stupid.
I'm not gonna have much. You know I don't buy shit like that.
Yeah, one or two. Yeah, I can't wait to see you in some of them shoes. I'm a clown.
Damn. Go to a rich store, they're gonna charge you like a rich nigga. That's like you drive a BMW, you go to get your oil change, they're gonna charge you that BMW price. Because that's a BMW. If you're a rich nigga, you go to a rich clothes store, they just charge you that price because you're a rich nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit doesn't fuck with me, money.
I see that.
You buy the same shit, money. $1,200.
But I see like shit like rich niggas buy broke nigga shit too.
I just seen that today. Michael Kors shirt in Macy's was $79.95 in Macy's. When we went to Nordstrom, that was $109. I was like, yo, this the same shirt. Yeah, I just seen that today.
Walmart be selling fucking Michael Kors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, online. Mm-hmm. They sell James and everything on James too. Yeah. Online.
The only thing is, they sell all that shit. The only thing is that they sell it from like, it's like from the season before. Or season after, some type shit.
They got their hand in everything. They can get anything you want. Anything. That's all it is.
Mm. What, Walmart?
It's not that they have it, they could just get it for you.
For real. Online.
They're trying to be like Amazon.
I was about to say, you can go with some Amazon shit on the store.
I know it's like you, like you don't want to wait, like nigga, I want to get that though.
Yeah, like right now. Give me that shit in my hand.
You know me.
That's what I'm saying, like nigga, fuck that shit.
That's why I don't like ordering stuff online.
Because I didn't got, see, I don't mind now because I didn't got passion.
Amazon Prime don't be with the shit stuff.
Yeah, they come the next day. If you do it before 6 p.m.
I be chilling now, but the thing about it is I don't like doing it because I don't know my true size in certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like buying clothes.
If I hate how it fit, then I got to package it back up and mail it back.
You should be able to do an estimate right now.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Because your size has been the same since I met you.
Facts.
This nigga crazy. Look the same since I met this nigga. He just grew
got hair. Yeah, just got hair. Which is good.
Yeah, that's good. Because
you know,
that's
he keeps his hair up more than he did with the regular hair.
Yeah, because hair was. What?
But he could have kept it up. It was nappy, but he could have kept it up. He could have kept it up. He never kept it up. Fuck around and get dreads, nigga. He get them hoes done all the time. Couldn't get a haircut worth the same as
life. I told her when I came up today, that nigga, she was like a stallion to him. You need to gallop a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
It was that.
You're the main.
Let me tie that hoe like them girls, like, you know, let it down, Corey.
He had the mane working. Oh shit.
Least he taking care of the hair now though, man. The other day he said, man, I need to get it done. I need to wash it. Taking care of that hair.
Yeah.
Back in the day he didn't care.
That's what my brother's trying to do right now.
You didn't. You didn't care about your hair back in the day, nigga. You get a haircut, uncle cut your shit. Oh, you got a haircut now, nigga.
You know, Corey doing it too, nigga.
Boy.
Dreading up again.
Oh, Corey.
My cousin Corey, he dreading up again.
Yeah. Did he keep his dreads?
He cut his shit off like.
Yeah, I'm saying,
like,
did he keep them though? Yeah.
Like, did he cut them? Did he save them?
I don't know.
Did he save them?
No, I think he had them in the bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, did he save them?
He could sew them back in. Yeah.
Put some dead ass hair, baby.
That's what this shit is. It's dead.
Huh? It grows back or something?
Nah,
it's just the root.
You can sew it back into the root.
I'm just asking, come back around like when you put a tree in the ground. Like,
I'm lost now.
We attach it back to nature.
It's dead. Nah, that would be how it keep growing. Then
nah, it don't reattach.
It don't reattach. It just pushes
it
back.
It's like when you get it retwisted, you gotta keep getting it retwisted.
I didn't know that was dead shit.
Like I said, Kyle, it's like an extension.
Dead
father. It was your old hair.
Dead father.
This is all this had to have it hang. That's dead.
Yeah, like if you like if he undressed his hair. You don't know how, like, a big ass fucking clump of hair he would take out of that shit. Because, like, your hair falls out every day. So, like, with dreads, like, you don't comb it because it's, like, knotted in the dreads. But if he combed out his hair, like, to straighten it out or get a fro, oh, yeah, like, he would have mad hair just left over.
Yeah. You know? So you it would look
like he would have, like, a whole nother head of hair in his fucking hair.
It just grew from the root, though.
Yeah.
Just, that's what's keep making me grow. Just you.
That's like everybody that do dreads do this shit?
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that shit. So when they should be long as fuck, that's what they be doing?
Nah.
Because I be seeing people should be to the flow. I'm like, God damn.
You got some people that are grow their dreads like me. I can grow my dreads right now. I can cut them off and keep them. And then be like,
Tommy
I'm
said,
grow
Tommy,
my hair back.
Tommy yep. said one of his dreads will grow out. Fog out. You hear a thing on it.
Yeah.
You had dreads like 2 months.
Like he can grow like a short fro type shit. And then, like, literally braid the dreads into his head.
Like, get my
dreads. Yeah, that's like your own weed.
Yeah, my own dreads. Yeah. My hair back in my sheet.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's extensions. Like, your own fucking, your own weed extensions and shit. It's your own shit.
I never knew that.
That's dope.
So I want my. That's why you see some niggas dreading.
Too much.
Some niggas be like, man, this nigga, she was just short, bro.
Woof for good. 4 weeks.
4 weeks, then nigga, just do it again.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
Do it all over again.
For real though.
That shit like it stings.
Yo.
I'm about to get drip on braids.
Like, yo, you should have seen like, this nigga face a little while ago.
I used to take Mo's out, bro. Like, I used Mo's to get like off. Sick off braids before. Headaches and fevers and everything. I don't know.
Yeah, because how y'all
head do be hurting when you get the first. Yeah. What? Yeah, especially when you ain't got no hang time. Ooh,
oh,
man, what?
Time, but when you get
I'm talking about when I first got
braid,
it done.
Braid
oh.
The rubber band block, braid and rubber.
Oh, when,
like
yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm good on that. That shit go like your skin be popping up.
That's
what motherfucking Big A used to get in high school. That shit have your skin puffed up and shit.
Every fucking day.
It go like you got knots on your head.
I can feel it right now.
Yo,
see, that braids have your shit like this, yo, nigga. When you get them hoes done in cosmetology class,
yo,
be like
too,
this,
bro.
Nigga.
They be taking the fuck out them braids.
No, you would see me 2 periods later, nigga. My shit right back out, just straight.
What happened? You want your money back?
I'm like, nah. It just hurt.
Right?
Get home, mom's like, I gave you $20 to get your hair braided. It's like, yeah, I took it out, mom's. That shit hurt.
For real, though.
puñeta.
Yeah, you call it what you want, nigga. That shit ain't.
I do that with my son. He take his shit right back out. He's a tenderhead ass nigga.
Yeah, that should be hurting.
See, me, I just.
You got used to that shit. That shit don't even be hurting, huh?
They do what she had. Yeah, what she put it in. She be having a tear.
7, 8 years?
Nah, it been like.
But when he get a bit, I think he used to that shit.
5, 6.
4, 5.
And that's crazy because this is long as fuck. Like,
it don't seem long to me. My shit.
Yeah, I like that point, but it's just a phase to get there, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what I say.
It would take.
Look, get the roaches in your hair and all that. I'm fucking just comb that shit. I didn't back up.
Right, that's what it make you want to do.
See, like, I didn't take care of my shit.
That shit is stressing me out. My shit.
That nigga say the roaches.
When you grew your dreads, you probably your hair was just not cut. You like fuck it.
That's what I was about to say.
That's how all these niggas doing it, huh?
It's cool.
That's how you did it. That's how he did it because he had that surgery. So he just sat at the house for 18 months. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to grow dreads.
Nigga said he wasn't paying attention to his head when it was like cut anyway. So he was like, fuck it, let me just grow my shit out.
I remember when that nigga had surgery, I flew down here just to edge him up. You know what I'm saying? I said, you don't want me to just cut your shit, bro? He said, nah, man, just edge me up, man. Bet. Edge that nigga up, come back down the next year. That nigga got some good dreads in his head. I say, all right, that's a bitch.
Nah, look at this shit.
Long than a bitch.
Yeah. Your cousin shit long.
Yeah, that nigga shit long. Little fucker.
Nah, he didn't take some shit and tie it to the shit. It's the cheek.
That nigga over there, like, take this.
He grew his dreads from the afro, though. He was having braids. He had braids already.
Oh, okay. That'd be the easiest thing, though.
But your shit still be short.
Cause once the ring crinkles,
it's gonna shrink up.
Yep.
But you already got a head start though.
Because you gotta really roll them shit. Like you gotta really roll your fucking hair.
You
know
how straight your hair too? That should be looking weak.
Mm-hmm.
And see, well, I ain't gonna lie. I got.
My friend used to.
My friend used to have the little dookie.
That's why my shit was working for me. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, if I had them though, I'd tell you the same shit. I tell you the same shit, nigga. I have my shit in the hand down.
You'll do it.
Yeah, that nigga, what's they say? It'd be breaking your skin.
It's because you got oils in your hand and shit. Mm-hmm. And shit get in your.
Mm-hmm. You have to keep a tiger balm on all day.
Even when you're eating your food, sometimes you know they have you.
That's why I don't like that West Philly shit. That West Philly after a while.
You eat a burger and fuck around and bite your burger in your head.
Yeah, I know. That's how my beard.
That's why I keep my shit tied up.
Yep.
I don't like my shit hanging.
Even at the back, Joe. Like if it hangs just like it's braided back.
I can do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to wear it and represent. I'm going to be a rebel.
It's hard to wash your hair when you fuck up the dress that way.
They say you're supposed to. You're supposed to have.
I mean, it's like antenna.
All really? Men supposed to.
Beard and antenna. It's like an mm-hmm. antenna, bro.
Dreams. Like power. Yeah, that's like, why like, I said
I'm loosely cut his hair, bro. You feel a little off balance.
Mm-hmm. Like my dreads made me. I feel like growing my hair. This, I talk a lot of people. That shit made me feel.
You know what I'm saying? But style and our way to make it look. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like,
everything we touch, we gonna make it go. You know what I'm saying? But that shit right there,
hell
that's
yeah.
like
yeah.
God to have. You know?
Yeah,
what
they say men right supposed to have head for half.
That's why I tell you, bro. Like
my brother passed out. They came in a dream one time. Nigga, all white. Nigga had his dress out. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like
static.
Like nigga, like.
Like out. Yeah, I know. Like
super saiyan.
I feel you. I know exactly what you're saying. You just flowing.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
They just flowing.
Fire. I'm like, nigga, that shit cold me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get some dreads one day, nigga. Hey, I don't lie.
That shit dope.
But
you just gotta be ready for it.
Y'all gotta be ready mentally for that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I had that.
Yo,
that's why they get these dreads like that, nigga. They don't want you waking up and representing.
Yeah, yo, I don't think money wanna go through that. I don't think money gonna go through that.
Find other shit. That's why. Why would it be so?
That shit gonna stress him out. You know money.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about shit.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Like, huh? You gotta get like, when you get dressed, you gotta get like twisties, the little dookie twisties. You
that's what you're talking about, them roaches.
Head,
yeah, that's some roaches.
You ain't gonna be a fan of them shits.
That's the stage I don't be liking.
Right, that's now. The direct, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I would not be a fan of that. Like, shit. I don't want that either. Because I was thinking about it too. I was like, nah.
I hope you covered up.
It's like one of the best stages because once you actually keep looking at it and you see it like that, like, you know, you finally get past it, you be like, oh yeah.
Within a month, huh?
Yeah. I ain't gonna say a month, man. Yeah, like four. Yeah.
How your hair
that's too short.
Yeah, if your hair grow fast though.
Yeah. Nah, that's too short though. That's too short. Not a month. It take a little longer than a month because my boy had the little twisties in his hair, like, and it took him like maybe I want to say it was like the whole summer, so it was like 3 months for them to actually grow into like little dreads that he could like lay down. Yeah, I was about to say
his hair grow fast. Shit.
Yeah, a little bit. And they do that kind of real fast.
Yeah, that mean I can do it in probably about 2 months.
Bro, Yoshi, you tripping. You would have been.
I know, I could have been. Yeah. Yoshi, when I first started having the twigs in New Mexico, I would have been.
But you niggas be scary.
I had my hair thick like a flat top when I was in Mexico. And I had the good sponge thing. And I used to twig it up with the fade.
Women like
brothers. I don't be on my hair looks.
Yeah, because I wanted my shit like the Wayne brothers with the fade and
Justin.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Then I wanted the two braids going hanging over with the fade. I would have been had my shit, but I cut my shit. My hair grow fast though. Like I need a haircut now.
Man, no, you don't. You want a haircut.
I want a haircut.
Well, I don't, but
I need a haircut.
I need to let it grow so my edge up can grow in. No, I'm about to get it grow so my edge up can grow in. That's my main thing. My main thing is that edge up.
You
just keep pushing it back more and more.
He got that shit like me.
To it.
Oh, yeah. Y'all
addicted to your haircut, nigga.
Yeah, I am.
Stand a certain way every time.
You want to be presentable.
That's what it is, bro.
Slower, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, my size, my shit used to be, it's supposed to be up here. My shit way back here, bro. Solid.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, every time.
I used to have a cut on my head right here.
That
cut was on my forehead. You know what I'm saying? Not the scar right here in the middle, but there's another one above that. Somewhere right there. That's where my hairline was at. I'm looking like that. I'm getting too many haircuts.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. It's a small scar. No, I'm talking about this part.
You finna push that shit in the morning.
No, I'm not. You know why? Because I got up and pushed it this morning, bro.
This nigga. He ain't gonna do it tomorrow. You're
on the side and
you didn't even leave here growing. Oh, I can get waves on my side in like 2 days. 1 day, 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. You're a short hair waver. Because I can tell right now how your hair is short and you still got waves in here. A lot of people don't be like that.
Yeah.
When I first started cutting my hair like that, I got waves like that. I stopped fucking taking care of my shit. I need a haircut now.
Boy, like you done threw your hair in the motherfucking dryer, threw that bitch in the street.
Nigga, I was in Utah, bro. I didn't do nothing to my hair since then. I was in dry ass air for 2 weeks.
I could take them good two corner things out.
Don't do it.
No, let them grow back. Let them grow all that shit back.
The cone?
That's a restoration right now.
That boy
got two edges.
Yeah, boom.
No, for real.
You look small with the peak, nigga. Like, edge it up with the peak and had
a
beard.
You got a peak?
Yeah, nah.
Oh.
No. It just looked like that because of that other side right there.
Yeah, it's growing back, too, because Tone.
Who cut your hair?
Tone.
He gave me a
couple of love. Shut the fuck up. Every time I ask this nigga to Tone cut his hair, he give me that look.
That look right there, he said,
oh. Yo, that nigga fuck up on your shit and then talk to you while he fuck up on your shit.
So you won't notice.
Yo, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You been edging your shit. Man, you just did that, man. I felt it. I felt you do that shit.
Hey,
nigga.
Hey, I know exactly what the fuck.
Yo, he just did that.
That's why I wouldn't cut my hair like that, bro. I'm like, give me last nigga. Like, if it's corona and it's quarantine and ain't shit open in my
nigga. It's because he's convenient and it's cheap.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
But then that nigga, nah, bro. Because sometimes you be like trying to get a nigga out of there and I be giving you I feel like I pay you a pretty good price to what you normally be accepting, my nigga.
Yeah, I stopped giving him 20s and 15s.
Yeah, bro. Like, bro.
It's
like,
straight 10.
One time he looked at me like, remember I told you that shit?
Yeah, wait, no.
20, like, man, this nigga still came in this night. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, sometimes he feels like he fucking you up on purpose.
Bro, like
that
nigga,
time his girl was right there and watching us. I said he fucked me up on purpose, bro.
And when a nigga do that shit, like he look at me like,
yo, my money, you petty.
When you do it like that, like, you still show me love on that.
Money, you petty.
You fucked me over my haircut, my nigga.
On purpose, sometimes. And his girl was there, too. I just said that. When his girl right there, he gonna fuck you up.
Bro, like, my nigga, don't bring your girl around. I don't want your girl.
We not even talking to her. She'll start, she'll just start talking.
See, no, but me and Corey, me and Corey had the luck of not having his girl around while we was getting out here.
I stopped doing, giving him 2015, bro.
My nigga, have you ever had issues like that with him?
$4. Remember he came here and said I went up from $8 all haircuts down $10. That time he came in and said,
"Don't be even crackhead." I'm like, "You know prices, bro. Yeah, he's gonna cut you quick."
Sometimes he don't even want money; he just want green.
Like,
did he call you? He called me. Right, okay. Oh, but he called me. I said, "I'm headed to Corey." I said, "I think he got something." I just saw
like,
it.
It wasn't that bad.
That's what I told him. I think he wanted 3.5 or something.
Like I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's all it is. It's just that I haven't been taking care of it. I've been fucking going through fucking dusty ass desert. I went to Vegas, Utah, and still didn't touch the shit.
No, he haven't. You can tell he haven't fucked with it himself. It's still the same from him.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't touched my shit.
It's still the same from
him. I'm about to go older. I haven't touched the shit. But like,
Yeah, you can see the mistake.
Said the blind swordsman.
No, you're not. You can see the mistake that Tony made. A real barber will tell you, as soon as your hair grow back, I can tell where he fucked up.
All to the front.
Like, my fade didn't grow back. I can tell where he fucked up.
Right here, I got a cowlick.
You know what I'm saying?
Right here, I got a cowlick.
All right here.
Yeah.
Man, I'll take it to my boy, though. He good, bro. He'll take like an hour and a half on your hair, bro, and bust that hoe down, dog.
Okay,
I
don't
want
my new
haircut. I do.
That's a long ass haircut.
I be going to sleep.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not over that.
Oh, shit, don't fuck up, man.
Wait, what?
Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm scared. I don't know. I'm not over that bitch. That nigga gonna be knocking my head around. He gonna get the wrong angle trying to cut my shit. Nah, I don't want that.
Jailhouse blade. I don't know what the fuck. That comb with the blade on that hoe.
Brush with the blade.
Yeah, that's the jailhouse blade.
This nigga hit them holes again. Then hit it again with the man. That nigga gonna hold my shit, bro. About a good hour, 2 hours, bro.
It's damn. It's just
how much
he
charging?
I mean, he charged normally like $20 or something like that, but I give him like $30,
$40.
$20
ain't bad, though.
The quality he
takes.
But you be
noticing
that shit a lot, like, even if it's just the barber.
You should, for 2 hours, hour 30, every time I go. Oh, we're talking about that, bro. I know your family now. I know your family.
He
you know mine.
Just a new
I know your problems, you know my problems.
When they just start out, when they just start out, they take their time to hell F that shit up. But it's a nigga like Tony.
That's how long nigga been cutting. Like, he came to fucking Jordan house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
like Tony, the people who can be hitting him up left and right, he's not into it no more. He just kind of
no, he just do it like just to do it and make him for quick money.
You know?
But he don't do it.
He too busy trying to crack jokes and get high. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't had no job, and like, he was on the phone of the movie. Of course, he used to be. He used to take it all, bro. He was doing that shit. Yeah.
When that nigga there, man. See, niggas change, dog. Think about it is.
Don't
you gotta still hustle, man.
What you is
like, you ain't got
you
it.
You ain't got it.
For real.
And you can have it all, nigga. Fuck it. That's why I know I'm gonna get rich.
He chose to hustle. He not.
I'm gonna get rich overnight. One night.
Always hustle.
It's gonna take years and years to get rich, but it's
but
gonna
one
be
night,
one night.
Yep, one night you gonna hit.
You gonna
some
be like Jiffy. It's over 300 P's coming in.
Nah, better than that.
You gonna hit some.
I'll be growing.
800 P's.
And this nigga put 51 down. This nigga put 51 down tonight.
Damn.
Damian Lillard.
Shit,
this nigga put 51 down tonight against the Sixers.
One dude put $6 down on the Lakers game and then won $62,000 in Vegas. Get because them niggas lost and the odds were so fucked up. Mm-hmm. Yo, he put $6. Yo, only three people in that whole casino betted. Yeah, betted against the Lakers. Only three people in the whole casino.
Yo,
yo, they got broke off.
Hell yeah,
man! What $6? What? That's like going to a horse race. You ever better than horses? Oh, all you gotta do is box and trifecta. Box and trifecta. They can come in any order, as long as the ones you pick win.
Yep.
Yo, you winning all type of shit. $4 bet, $413.
God damn.
I wanna try that shit.
I told
coming
you.
Up.
See, I told
that shit
you.
Look fun though.
Ain't
no horses.
What? As long as you box and trifecta, whatever numbers you pick.
Do you see your papa used to do
shit? A lot of old folks being there too.
like a drag race or something.
Horse race.
Shit, yeah. When I used to do Uber out here, they would come from like that, like South Side, and they would have to pick you up and bring you to the racetrack. So you go pick up their winnings and be like, oh yeah, I was just watching the way, I just won about $2,000.
You get that good white piece of paper about the size of this. You can get that good white piece of paper that helps say boxing trifecta on
it. Oh shit. A horse?
Boy, hell. 75 miles per hour, boy, a horse.
A horse, nigga. Man, I ain't getting on no horse moving that fast. It's gonna be fucked up. I'm gonna have a pistol on 70, bro.
Hell yeah, nah, them shit's
gonna be. But he's small, though. Fuck. Most jockeys small, they'll handle that shit.
He'd be cold, not small enough.
Yeah, they be like 5'2 and shit.
They be little, man.
5'2, 5'3. How tall are you? 5'6, 5'7?
You be the one that's training the horses and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, they be some little.
Yeah, them niggas be 5'4, 5'2, 5'1.
Them niggas be good. Super running shit.
For real, that shit
crazy.
You're so cute, man.
You look like a good ninth grader. Good seventh grader.
You
like my son.
Some of those horses are tall as fuck.
Them niggas be little as hell.
Tall as fuck. You be up, lanky motherfuckers.
I
know
horses?
That.
I was about to ride a horse one time.
Long-legged. Yo, that's the best time to go buy a horse, though. After a race, because the ones who come in the last place, you know, they putting them down and they selling them for cheap.
Exactly.
Yeah, they put them niggas down.
Build that shit up.
Putting them down. They killing these niggas. You come in 25th and all that shit, they putting them down and then they going
to sell them to the boot factory and shit.
Sell them hoes for $500, nigga.
I'll buy them.
Yeah. Because the horses were originally like 12 grand, 15 grand.
Come here, Seabiscuit.
For real, you can raise that motherfucker, make that shit.
And have a horse, get him impregnated.
And that nigga probably was a winner at first, but now he's losing. Y'all done ran him enough.
That's my boy.
I bought some boudin before from that nigga. I brought home some shrimp or something, like a whole big ass long boudin and shit.
Word.
He had a pit on the back, like a smoke pit on the back of his shit.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Boudin balls.
So he be used to be at the club. Niggas know this nigga, bro. This little black ass
boudin man.
Yeah, something like that, nigga. I don't know, he black, but then be in a wheelchair. Nigga be doing the boot and shit for me. I'm a nigga.
Get the meat, man. He had something hitched onto his truck.
Huh?
But he had the shit on his pickup, or he had shit hitched onto his truck.
In his truck? Well, he had his pickup like attached to it, like a trailer with a
tail. Yeah, like something hits on.
That's fire. Yeah, something.
I know. I used to see a nigga.
Smoke pit. The laundry.
Some mad clothes where he would have like mad coolers and shit in his.
Just the Life and Shuttle Talks Radio conversation. That's it. We having fun, getting it in. Here with my nigga Detroit Money, New York Joy, New York Keith, Eastside Core, and it's your boy Slow Boogie Mingo. Shuttle came with a bitch after that. Just bought the car. Where the cabbage at? You know what I'm talking about? It's going down in a major way. Just high talks, high talks.
You know some good ass.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like the long smoke pit on the back. I seen that shit before. I seen that shit until I came to Houston. Niggas was doing that like special okay on Sunday for our church. This dude had a smoke shop down like on TC Jester and 34th Street. Like down in that area, he had a smoke shop first on 34th, then way down TC Jester, and he had niggas come like once a month. He would have this dude come. It was an old Indian dude, old Mexican dude, but he looked Indian. Fucking Taino with gray hair, the cowboy hat, and he had a big smoke pit hitched onto the back of his pickup, and he would just do some things.
That's New York Keith, man. That's New York Keith, man. What's that, Manhattan? Manhattan Keith from the building. You know what I'm talking about?
My boys do that shit in my job. Like, two of them. They used to have their own barbecue pits. And they used to put them at the job. And they used to come up there from lunch.
Salisbury, New York. Buffalo, New York. Manhattan, New York. New Jersey. Detroit. It's in here, man. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down, man. COVID-19 ain't stopping the motherfucking thing. Having fun. You here to come for us.
For $10, $15?
For $15, $20,
that's fucking combos. I'm fucking dead.
Big ass person. That's a stand, though.
Lunch and dinner.
You go serve 30 niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do that shit on the weekend. You go serve 50 niggas. You serve 50 niggas and you serve a $20 plate of barbecue.
That's fucking $1,000 right there.
That's more.
That's 2 grand.
That's $1,000. 50 times 20 is $1,000, y'all.
That's more than that.
Y'all need to learn how to count. It's 50 times 20 is
it's 2,000. I do numbers, nigga.
It's 1,000, y'all.
I run numbers, nigga.
I hate all of y'all.
Pull it up on your phone. You got phones over here. 50 times 20.
Five. Wait, hold on, guys. 5 times 2 is 10. So.
2,500. Not 1,000.
What are y'all counting? 5 times 2 is 10. Add 2 zeros on that. That's 1,000.
50. You're probably right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, mine too.
I don't know what I'm on.
I started naming all type of shit.
The bring the calculator, boy.
Man, I start fucking up.
You understand?
I know goddamn well there ain't be no $1,000 on it.
I'm not gonna spend $200 on meat.
That's a meat pack.
Yeah, by the meat pack.
Exactly.
Then you go to Costco, you go to like Joe's, you get the fucking
meat. Joe's gonna show love.
I never been in there.
Joe's gonna quit $49, boy. You come up with a whole heap of meat.
Is it brown?
Huh?
Is it brown?
Meat is meat. It's Tyson brand. No, it's all HEB meat.
Oh, HEB shit.
HEB. It was so expensive, so he made a store for Joe B's, so for other people can afford it.
Dope.
I didn't know. I passed by the hell every day.
When Hurricane Harvey was out,
I'm looking at the shit just rolled down. She's like, you're not going to back up?
No, when Hurricane Harvey came,
the best news in the house.
She's like, you're not going to back up? I'm like, that's your job. I'll pay you.
What is that?
You back it up and, you know.
What you listening to, dog?
Hey, I said, I can eat the money. No, you put it down.
He don't even know.
What are you here for? Like, you making easy money.
What are you here for?
What's that music?
Scanning shit.
That's some bullshit.
What's that? A vacuum?
Yeah, you back it up and shit.
It's like algae.
So what are you here for? To scan shit? I can scan this myself.
We're rolling a blunt.
The orangutan hairline, boy.
Not the orangutan hairline. This nigga, man.
This nigga on one today.
Money, why?
It's that business, banana cream.
Money going
there, right. Banana cream.
I'm gonna stop.
Stop.
Put the guns away, money.
So, what time you gotta go to work?
Yosemite Sam.
Sit on him.
Put the sword in the
bag. Shut up.
Next one, and you know
he's
gonna
be
in the
chamber room. Nigga got my plates hurting, man.
Oh, man. I tell you, we got one in the chamber.
I look at him, he's all
blind.
Oh man. I just said he puts it up, but you know he got one in the chamber.
shit. King, you know, I looked at him and then I told him, I just peeped at him. Oh, fuck.
I knew you had one point. Yeah, one thing.
Yeah, you
petty,
bro.
Hold
your place, bitch.
Yeah, that shit. Got my cheeks hurt, man. Got my cheeks hurt, man.
Now imagine if you got plates from here to here.
I know you were pissing, man. I'll tell you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Make me feel like my shit on fire.
Oh shit,
no. Hey, show that nigga that, man. Huh? The yellow bottle.
We at home?
Yup.
Ain't someone going fishing?
That nigga ain't working on him.
What was that, bitch?
You see that right there, boy? It's called.
Nice ride, man.
Pain game. Pain and gain right there, cuz.
Talking all that shit about my blunts, man. It took you 8 minutes to roll that blunt, Vic. It took you 8 minutes to roll that blunt, Vic. How you be knowing and remembering these people names? You know them codes and that old.
Warning.
I don't know who these motherfuckers is. I don't got no number saved.
You've been doing this too long, nigga. You like that mechanic, nigga. That nigga don't know, bro. That nigga know.
Nigga, you bought those good times, bro. We didn't buy that shit. You bought that shit and left it here. Nigga, I bought those, nigga. Shit. You bought that. You disrespected that loud and put that in here. This is for Reggie. Look how he looking.
Shit,
hey, he walked to the house blowing that thing. Look at him. Look at
him. I'm finna make it an incident. This
look at him walking through that thing.
He got the blood walking through the crib.
Left the house with that
motherfucker. Oh, he got right in the bed.
He plopped in
there. Yeah, he done for the night after this blood.
Right. This nigga going
he gonna smoke half of that hoe and go to sleep.
Yep. Half in the morning when he wake up. Roll out of bed.
Night-night after that shit.
Have you ever smelled somebody's breath like that?
Yeah. You over there watching Thomas the Choo Choo Train?
Kevin Brown.
Said
something about
breath.
Oh, it's not even on. He's just chilling.
Nigga said, kill the brown man.
No. You just chilling and smoking.
His name ain't Kevin Brown. Ass
yeah, stink. But you stink my ass kid.
But you stink my
ass kid. Hey,
bro.
What up, bro?
That nigga said, that's them niggas who tongues be super white. The niggas who tongues be super, super white. And it's thick on there. Yeah, because they're not brushing their tongue, dog.
They don't
straight up. They not. That's what I'm saying. They're not brushing. And then when it's that thick, now you got to get a tongue scraper.
You got to get the tongue scraper.
Wash your tongue, boy. Because
you got to back after that. But then you brush until your shit bleeds.
Still stinks.
If you ain't about to gag and throw up, you ain't brushing your tongue right.
You gotta get the back.
Yeah,
somebody.
Yeah.
Why
are
these bumps on his whole like
tongue,
motherfucker?
Yeah, all that.
I ain't gotta
brush the tongue
thing too though. It's made like a motherfucking Y, but he got the little two arcs on it.
Yeah, that's the tongue scraper. Yeah, you will be a man just come off that motherfucker.
What the fuck is on my tongue?
Every fucking day, nigga. Wake up, nigga.
We entertaining you, huh, man? You entertaining. You ain't got nothing going.
You can't really be with the boys.
I ain't gonna kill that.
It's just that COVID experience.
I'm gonna wait for a minute. This is a big boy.
Rockville, Akon.
They
won't let him
out. That's
done to me, man.
You hit money on your ass, boy. Money on your ass, boy.
The blood is rolling.
Nothing.
Back with a couple pieces.
I said, you're trying to find the motor to go fishing.
Money, you was supposed to put the guns away, nigga. You was supposed to put the guns away.
Baby, I love you. Take you off, bitch. I'm going to
take him off. I'm gonna take him off of that before he exposed some shit, man. He's sad too much
bitch,
right
I'm
now.
Gonna, bitch, you got
he's sad too much right now.
Bitch,
you ain't trying to pick that shit up. I'm gonna pick that shit up.
Bitch,
you
ain't talking about walking in the house. You got the oven on hot.
Everything hot except the macaroni, nigga.
I'm
gonna cold ass macaroni. Holy oh, shit.
What? You left one roll of fucking paper towel on this shit? Like one piece of paper towel on the roll? Fuck out of here, bitch. I'm gonna.
Stop.
Who left a swallow on this night?
A swallow. Moms used to get on your ass for that, though. Moms will snatch your ass up and slap the fuck out your fast for that shit. Leaving that little drink in the fucking refrigerator? Oh, she on the nigga ass. Yeah, she getting on the nigga ass. She getting on the nigga ass.
And you ain't go to the store after you did that shit?
Nah,
you getting slapped the fuck
out. Oh, no. I wasn't going to the store for moms. Nah. Moms see, tell you to go get one thing, then you gotta get a whole list. So I knew to say no.
Not self love, mama gonna get that.
Gonna get everything.
Yeah, they gonna send your ass up there. This is all you gonna give me. Make it enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You better make it enough, nigga.
God damn. That nigga froze.
Pick up this
nigga send you up there with a whole thick ass book of food stamps, nigga.
I gotta use
this shit for
me. I ain't never used no food stamps. My mom used to tell me
to go
to
the hood. Shit.
I used to, oh, what? See, I lived in between.
Yeah, go ahead, swing around the corner, man. We only two minutes away.
I was hood adjacent and shit.
We only two minutes away, man. You might as well swing around the corner. Well, just me and you got to go to work
because
in the morning.
That's it.
That
money, that funny money.
Stop doing MTV Cribs, man.
Jeffrey money.
This is back in the
we know you living the life.
That's what I said.
That's weak. We can't hear you. Oh yeah, I'm wavy. Don't worry about that, Vic. Some shit you don't know about, boy.
Oh, somebody in the truck.
He got in the truck with the blunt. I think he said he on the way.
Nigga said, little turd here, he trying to come through.
My nigga Vic about to come through?
Nah, my nigga, bro. That nigga chilling. He just came outside and get some
pulling up there?
Oh.
Nah, he's smoking outside now. He had to get out the bed and come out here. Go in the truck.
Boy, you stay.
Yeah, you stay in the stay. You stay in the bed too long. No, it's not even that. If you stay in the bed too long, then you forced to have sex.
No,
forced.
Either that or go to sleep.
I've been there.
You been there? Forced to give it up, huh? Feel like a piece of meat.
I feel like a piece of meat.
Sometimes. No. I've said that before too, Corey. Sometimes.
He say, eat me.
Right? That's right. Eat
especially
me.
When your dick's sore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too much, man.
Oh, thank you, buddy. God damn it.
You hear the combos over here, bitch?
It's hard, but it's so
combos wild, man.
It's too hard.
You see, I swole
that
my
bitch. Too hard.
Shit up.
Shuttle Talks at its finest, man. Shuttle Talks, man. Shuttle Talks, man. Just some shit, man.
Boy, you got that dolphin dick right now. Oh, that shit hurt. You put that bitch on red on crack.
Like, you should wake up. No.
Like, give me 24 hours. Give me 24 hours.
Give me some time, man, for real.
Because I'm battered. My shit.
Six, seven, eight times is enough for the day. Let me chill.
Oh yeah, your dick raw.
Hey, you feel like it's just
the wind. The pants yeah. Level.
Especially if you're not using the condom, you go in that many times, right around the rim part of your shit, and you're gonna be feeling tense.
Exactly.
It's gonna be inflamed. Yeah, red, man. Too much. I don't even want you sucking that motherfucker. Don't touch my shit.
Fucking touch it. You gotta give me some time.
It's over.
Not all on my shit.
It's coming.
Boy, it's like Kirby Bird all that 1,000 nigga.
Bitch.
She was like, make it look like a feeling like. Burn like a motherfucker.
You hurt. Speeding in there down there.
My shit getting tough.
Where you driving to, Vic? Where you driving to?
Yo, for real. You driving around the corner?
Yeah,
sex talk on Shuttle Talks Radio. Sex talk.
Can I get some time though?
You thump on my coochie.
You gotta give me some time.
I'm not built like you, baby.
Yeah, this nigga just pointed at his woman.
You gotta give me some time.
First, he looked at her.
He built me. You gotta give me some time.
For real.
It's not about time. Remember the last convo we had? It's not about time. It's about getting it back to her, too. Because sometimes I don't want to suck penis. You got a 69. Okay?
That shit make you mad. Shit start hurting.
What? You ever had a bitch suck it so hard?
Yeah.
And it feel like you about to bleed or some shit. And it's hurting the motherfucker. Right. Stop.
I don't even know what's about to come out of here.
So, because she don't know how to suck dick. You know, like, a lot of these hoes don't be knowing how to suck dick.
For real.
A lot of hoes don't. They act like they know. Ooh, I'll suck the meat off you. No, you won't. I'll suck the skin off. No, you won't.
No. They just say, no, they really mean that because they're going to use their teeth and they're going to fucking straighten me off your dick.
No, that's not what I want. That they just want to bite the dick.
Yeah, right? They want to eat it. They want to eat it.
They literally want to bite
the dick.
I was about to ask, you know what I'm saying, like, because my woman, she'd be open to, like, hell yeah, it may be, you know what I'm saying, like, but yeah, they be into that hoe, bro, and they be want to rip that bitch off your ass sometimes. Yeah.
But see, when you nibble on the clit, you ain't about to bite the clit off that motherfucker.
But you understand, the dick is out there.
I know, so don't nibble. You can't nibble like that.
You can't
just bite on a nigga dick like that.
You gotta remember how far that shit gets. Sometimes it's a reaction. They gotta close their mouth somehow. Type shit. It's just like, ooh, get the.
Don't do that.
Your dick in there.
Don't do that.
Your dick in there, brother.
If
that should be hurting, boy. They be trying to beat that hoe all up. They be doing some crazy shit on that hoe, boy. They be too confident, but hey, that shit hurts.
That's what they do.
Backflip and land back on my shit and all that.
Jump on your shit hard, though.
My shit going down.
That shit, don't do that.
Morning, but I'm hurting.
Oh, it's in your arm.
Motherfucker be trying to ride you hard, nigga. Fucking pelvic. Be hurting and shit. Your pelvic hurting now because she's trying to hit it so hard. Yeah. Right, bitch. Yo, this is trying another position.
Right?
Because she hurt me. Matter of fact, I'm going to just lay you over and just stay like this. Because I'm hurt now. So now I'm just on the side shit because I'm hurt. That's all I can give you because I'm hurt. I'm hurt now.
You should have fucked me up.
Yeah. I'm hurt, bitch.
You can't help bouncing on your heart like that.
Trying to get you out of there, right?
Next.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
right?
No,
for
so
real.
Fuck that.
Hurry
up and fucking get it out. Get it out.
It ain't coming that fast, bitch. And how you doing it, it ain't gonna come fast.
For real. No, that's not helping. It's like when I'm not even in the mood.
It's
like when they be telling a nigga, I'm about to come.
Now I'm on the side.
Let me get it out. Fucking trying to bite a nigga, bite a bitch clit off. What they say. They get fucking mad.
Then they say.
I'm gonna shit. Bitch say about to come, you just fuck up and start doing extra. What you got these kids doing the same thing?
Exactly. Kevin, you been doing.
They already fine.
Now you want to go in there like this. Stay in it like that, man. Stay in it. Stay in it the same way. Stay in it the same way.
You've been going extra hard. What are you doing?
That's what you're doing, Keith.
I don't change course and start switching up. That's stupid.
He said, I don't change course and start switching up.
No. That's fucking dope.
That bitch, they about to come. Game time. Paint on it.
Oh, this is the shit we talking about, Vic. This is the shit we talking about, man. Vic been in hella corners, man. This nigga been in hella corners.
She didn't say, nigga, OT, you gotta score as many buckets as you can, motherfucker. No, don't. That's not what she said.
So I'm gonna Steph Curry that bitch.
Is that the bell?
Hey, oh.
This nigga really did pull up?
Yee, my nigga. He ready to cast that line.
Nigga pulled up. Nigga pulled up. I was like, nah.
My nigga, what's
that can't be having no laugh fun without me and shit.
Look at that.
Soon as he pulled up, shoot that boy.
I heard Brittany say this to me. I said, damn, it's all right. The whole house, I'm going
to hurt. I'm going to throw him down. First time I got to the max, almost 60 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all used to the 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 30 minutes, 20 minutes podcasting, but you know, it has been another episode of Shuttle Talks Radio. It's your boy Slow Boogie Mingo, Matt Hatton Keith, New York Joy, Detroit Money, Eastside Corey, and my nigga Vic. Hold it down.